Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practicers. In today's Daf, Erevin Daf Tzadi Hey, Amud Beis, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Tana de Bei Menashe. Where is the appropriate place that you're supposed to put your tefillin, both your tefillin Shel Yad and your tefillin Shel Rosh? The Gemara says, Al Yadecha Zu Kiboras. And what's Kiboras? Kiboras is referring to the bone in between your elbow and your shoulder. There's actually an interesting discussion going back to the Rishonim, to the Poskim. I'm sorry for the goriness, for the detail. How much of your arm do you have to have in order to be chayiv, in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of putting on tefillin? What if your hand was cut off up to your elbow, up to your shoulder, or in the middle, in between your elbow and your shoulder? And that's an interesting discussion, but what I think is more relevant or more interesting is if someone has a cast. So the halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Archaim Simin Chav Zayin, Sif Dad Lo Yehei Davar Chotzeitz Bein Tefillin LeBesaro. You can't have anything creating a separation, a barrier between the tefillin. You can't have a chatzitza between the tefillin u'besaro and your flesh. Lo shna shel yad, lo shna shel rosh. Doesn't make a difference of your shel yad or your shel rosh. Both tefillin have to be placed directly on your body or on your hair. And therefore, if someone has a cast on his arm, perhaps that would be a problem. There would be a separation between the tefillin and your arm. So really there are two options for what this person could do, either to put tefillin on his right hand, on the other arm that doesn't have the cast, there wouldn't be any chatzitza, but that the poskim discount. They say that there's one arm that you're supposed to put on, if you're a lefty, perhaps your right arm, but there's a designated arm that you're supposed to put on tefillin, and you can't switch. You wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah if you put it on the wrong arm, so you're really stuck with that arm that has a cast. Similar to our earlier discussion, if your arm was cut off, then you don't have the option of putting it onto your right arm. So you're stuck with the arm with the cast. So the post can point out that it depends where the cast goes up to. If you're able to place the bias of the tefillin, the box of the tefillin directly on your arm, then we don't care about the fact that the straps have the chatzitza, that the straps are going over your cast, and you're able to make a bracha on your tefillin. However, if your cast really goes up all the way up to your shoulder and you don't have a place to put your tefillin down, then what the poskim say, it seems to be the consensus of the poskim, that you're supposed to put the tefillin on top of the cast. Now make sure to cover your sleeve over the tefillin for another reason, in order to make sure that it's covered over, even though it's above the cast. But regardless, you shouldn't make a bracha, since there's this chatzitza, since there's this separation between the tefillin and your arm. However, when you put on your tefillin shorosh, it seems the opinion of the Rama is that then you should make both brachos, both lahaniach tefillin and al mitzvahs tefillin. Typically, we divide the mitzvahs, one on the shel rosh and one on the shel yad. But in this case, where you can't put on the shel yad because there's this chatzitza, then you would say both brachos on the shel rosh.